Parsha question for this week comes from a particular pasuk in the Parsha. Those of you who read my Beit Midrash weekly email this week, I actually ended up using it as the message because it was like 11:45 last night and I didn't have my message. And I said, all right, so I'm going to borrow from this. So you'll see it there as well. In the beginning of the Parsha, we're told Hashem tells Noach there's going to be a flood. He builds the boat he's supposed to build, right? The rain starts. They go into the boat, right? Straightforward? Okay. The Pasuk, though, in Bereishis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, says that Noach and his family entered the boat mipnei mehamabul, which literally means before, or in front of, in advance of, the water of the flood. So the pshat read, the simple read, which Radak says, of course this is the read of the Pasuk, is they entered in advance of the Mabul, because just three sentences later, the Torah says that 7 days after they entered, the Mabul began. So they entered in advance of the flood, 7 days later, the flood began. But Medrash is never satisfied with that kind of thing. You didn't need to say they entered mipnei mehamabul. You could have just said, they entered the boat, and 7 days later, the Mabul started. Why did you say they entered in advance of the floodwaters? So this Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Perek Lamed Beis says, because Noach and his family only entered when the water rose so high that now they believed it was coming. They were, as the Medrash calls it, mechusar amana, they lacked faith. Rashi quotes this on the Pasuk, he says, they were ktane amana. They didn't have faith. They were small faith. That's bizarre. It's bizarre. I mean, I'm going to pick up on what Alina just said. We have a trend in Medrash to play down Noach. And it's part of a general campaign found in Midrashim to play down anybody who is not named Avraham. I'm actually serious about that. The Medrash wants to understand, why is Avram so special? Hashem picks him over anybody else. So you'll see, Alina, you learned Eov with me. So the Midrashim about Eov talk about how he was so great, he did such hospitality, but he didn't reach half of what Avraham did. And with Noach, Tamim Haya Bedoro Sav, right? You know the famous debate. He's great in his generations. Is that he's great even though he was in such a terrible generation? Or he's great because in that generation he's great. Had he been in Abraham's day, no one would have even noticed him. We have a lot of Midrashim that play down Noach. And this fits the pattern. But fundamentally, how can you say that he has no emuna? First of all, shot in the sentence again is clear. Right, Radak says, I don't understand why you're bothering with this medrash. The pasuk is very clear.
Also, he built the teva.
Yeah. But second, right, he built the boat. Yeah. That's got to count for something.
Yeah. How long did he spend on that?
120 years.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Maybe for teshuva, like Hashem will always accept teshuva, and he was hoping, he believed so much, that Hashem could accept the teshuva.
Right, so you're one step ahead of me. Hold on to that thought. I just wanted to note that Noach is called tzaddik and tamim, right? Like, he's supposed to be perfect. But what in the world are you doing by accusing him of poor emunah? So one answer, indeed, and the Kli Yakar says this, is that Noach thought the people would do teshuva. He figured, God sent me to bake this boat. He wants everybody to see, see what's going on, hear what's going on, hear that there's a danger, and then they're going to do tshuva. So Noach thinks that there's going to be tshuva. He doesn't believe that this is actually going to happen. And that's one approach. Another very popular approach in the Mefarshim is to suggest that Noach thought it was a bluff. Noach thinks Hashem isn't going to destroy them. And the Emes Liakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky adds that Noach saw Hashem as merciful. The Medrash suggests that 7 day period when the Mabul didn't begin was the Shiva for Mesushelach, Noah's grandfather. So that's why, leave aside whether Shiva existed then and where it comes from, that's not the point. The point is the idea that Hashem is being merciful. And the fact that Hashem gives him animals to bring as karbanos says that Hashem is going to restart things, Hashem is merciful. So Noah thinks if Hashem is really that merciful, he's not going to flood the world. God, you're going to flood the world. All right, I'll build you a boat. Fine. But I know this isn't actually happening. That's another classic approach. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, though, does this remarkable thing with this medrash. So my question fundamentally in Parsha questions here is, how can you accuse Noach of not having emunah? So Rav Levi Yitzchak answers that question for us by borrowing the medrash for a completely different point. He pretends like the whole context of the medrash isn't there, and he uses it for something else. He says, I want to know why Noach doesn't daven to prevent the mavul. No, you, I believe you. Okay. So he wants to, you wrote about this Kedushas Levi.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. No, I want to see whatever you write tomorrow. No. So the, so he says.
It's not such a thing. It's just, it's funny. I literally just finished this before I came. I was sitting writing it.
Okay. No, that's just fine. The but anybody who's on my email list is going to have seen mine first. So Noach, yeah, everyone asks the question of why Noach doesn't you know, challenge Hashem about the Mabul. Why doesn't he daven the way that Avram davens for stone? Leave aside that Avram doesn't daven for stone, right? Avram davens for the righteous people who he thinks might be in stone, but that's a separate discussion. He wants to know, why isn't Noach davening? And his answer to it is a beautiful answer. He draws on this idea that Noah has little faith, but he says it's not faith in Hashem. Take a look on your sheet, the last source, number 10.
Himself.
Yeah. Navo, no, himself. Navo leva'er. Ki yeshnei minei tzadikim sha'ovdim habore. Remember that when a chassid uses the term tzadik, he doesn't mean righteous person. Tzadik to a chassid means the one who has a close connection to Hashem, who can make decrees and Hashem will fulfill them. Tzadik gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's born out of a Gemara. The Chassidim didn't invent it. It's a Gemara Mo'ikatan. But it's a very big idea among the Chassidim that the tzadik has the ability to intervene with Hashem. So he says there are two kinds of tzadikim, sha'ovdim habore. Yesh tzadik sha'ovid habore ve'ein lo cheshek rak lios ovid habore. There are tzaddikim who serve their creator, and that's all they want to do. And the tzaddik believes, I have the power to make things happen in this world. I can change the universe. Kmo she'amru chachameinu zal, he quotes the Gemara Mo'ikatan, tzaddik moshel b'yiras Elokim. He's borrowing a pasuk from Shmuel Beis. And the Gemara says, mi moshel bi, who is it, Hashem says, who rules over me? Tzadik, the tzadik does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, but tzadik mevatel ha-gezerah. The Hashem decrees, and the tzadik will cancel the decree. He adds in the word in parentheses, letova. That doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's the Kedushas Levi's addition. So he says, that's one kind of a tzadik, the confident tzadik, the one who believes he has an in with Hashem. V'yesh tzadik echod, and then there's another tzadik, she'ovid ha-borei Baruch Hu. He serves Hashem, but he's very humble in his own eyes. Who am I? Who am I that I could daven to Hashem to change what he decreed? And therefore he doesn't daven to change the decree. And then he says, V'noach hagam shayat tzadik gadol v'tamim. Granted, Noach is so wonderful. Hayakatan be'enov me'od. He's very small in his eyes. V'lo hayalo amuna be'atzmo shehut tzadik moshel v'yachol levatel ha-gezerah. He didn't think that he was a tzadik who could in fact cancel Hashem's decree. Adarab, just the opposite. Hayachashuv be'enav kishar hador. He thought he was like everybody else. I'm not anybody special. And therefore, two things happened. First of all, vayachoshe b'mani ehyanitzel b'teva v'ani ein tzadik yosi mishar hador him agam keni natzlu. He figured if Hashem is saving me, he's probably saving all of them also. I don't know how. I don't know what he's doing. He's saving them somehow. Lachin lo hayim espalel al hador. And therefore he didn't daven. V'zeh shepiresh Rashi af Noach miketanei amana hayim. But this is what Rashi meant when he quoted the Medrash, that Noach was among those who are small in emuna. Wrote Salomar, Noach haya katan be'enav be'emuna shehut tzadik tamim sheyachol levatel ha-gezerah. He thought, who am I to be able to cancel this decree? Shalo haya chashuv be'enei atzmo klum. He didn't see himself as significant at all, and that's why he didn't daven. So two reasons, two pieces. Number one, if I'm being saved, they're probably being saved. And number two, if they're not being saved, there's nothing I can do about it. That's the way that he reads it.
So it's the lack of amuna is in himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Sacks is something amazing about this. He says that there's two different types of tzaddik, like you said, but he calls it obedient tzaddik, rather than, like, that he just does the basics. Like, he just gets on
that's
with the job, but he doesn't do more than he should do. And that's why he compares it to Moshe, who's like the real tzaddik, who does more than just being obedient. He goes like,
interesting. Does he see that in the wording here, or is he just saying that separately?
I'm not sure when he wrote it, but I didn't ask from him. My thing, and it says the word obedient, and that's linked into what you're saying about
interesting. Obedience. Yeah, I wonder if that's... I'm just looking at his description. The first tzaddik, he says, she'oved ha-borei ve'en lo'cheshak rak li'os oved ha-borei. And then the other one, oved ha-borei baruch hu, shafal bein... I wouldn't see it as an outgrowth of Kedusha. It's Levi's description, but it's definitely an interesting addition to it. So I thought that was a nice story tower for
That was very good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.